Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 81 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be addressing breaking the hedge. Breaking the hedge. Now, my anchor scripture today is going to be Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 8. And I'm going to be using the King James Version. It really buttresses the point I want to make. It says, "He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him." I'll read it again. "He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him." Well, what is a hedge? A hedge is something that provides protection around you, right? It's almost like it's like this fortress you have around you that prevents you from being attacked by the enemy. Or you see people, for example, if they do investments in the stock market, if they don't want to suffer massive losses, they have hedges. So they have this hedge. They're like, "Oh, I want to hedge my positions. I want to hedge my investments." It's basically like a backstop against trouble. So if something is, if the stock market is collapsing, or this hedge will be rising to help them recoup some of their losses. So that's what a hedge is. So the Bible is saying, "Whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him." Whoso breaketh an hedge, the serpent shall bite him. So what is that hedge that you're breaking? Well, or how can you break an hedge? You break a hedge when you do things to weaken its wall. So how does that apply to the life of a child of God? How does that apply to a believer? How does that apply to a human being? What kind of lifestyle do you live? Are you engaging in things that are categorized as sin? Are you engaging in things that do not please God? Are you engaging in things that God is not happy with? You are breaking that hedge. Like, for example, if you remember the Israelites in the time of Joshua, when they initially got to the land of Canaan, they were getting victory after victory, prosperity after prosperity. But they went and attacked a little country, Ai, and Ai demolished them. And then Joshua was like, "What is going on? What's going on?" And Joshua was like, and God told Joshua, "There's this person you missed, Achan, that has done evil." So one of the ways to break your hedge, and it was not something that Joshua even knew about until they started recording losses. Sometimes you won't know that your hedge has been broken until problems start showing up in your life. It's almost like those problems are a way of calling your attention to the fact that, you know what, this wall that you think you have around yourself has holes in it. Because think about it, right? Like, if a snake wants to gain entry into an establishment or something, many times he's not going to use the front door to walk through. He's going to find a secret path, like a hole in the wall or something like that. So Achan was pretty much a hole in the wall for the Israelites. And then they started recording losses. So ask yourself, is there anything you're doing in your current life that is opening you up to attack, that is weakening your wall, that is weakening your hedge? What are you doing? Is it a habit that is opening you up to trouble? Is it a friendship that is opening you up to trouble? You need to ask yourself that question. You need to look in the mirror. Is it a bad habit? Is it drug use? Is it a bad friend? Right? What are you doing now that could be weakening your wall? If, for example, you're a married person, ask yourself, is there anything you are doing that could be weakening your wall? Are there friends you keep that can make you go astray? Are there TV shows or things you are watching on cable or on the internet that may lead you astray? By doing any of these things, you are weakening the wall of your marriage. You are opening yourself up to attack. That's why the Bible says that you should flee from every appearance of evil. Notice, the Bible doesn't say just flee from evil. Every appearance, so if it even looks like evil, the Bible is saying run away. Because the thing is, if you hang around, that's how you can get in trouble. I love Joseph in the Bible. When Potiphar's wife was saying, "Sleep with me, sleep with me, sleep with me," Joseph, he was willing to leave his coat behind. He said, "How can I do this wicked thing against God?" This was someone that did not want to break his hedge. So ask, and because his hedge was not broken, God was always happy to help him in every circumstance that he found himself. So, what does your hedge look like today? What does the hedge of your life look like? Are you living a life of sin? Are you living a life of disobedience? Are you seeing things you shouldn't see? Are you thinking things you should not think about? Are you acting in ways you should not act? Are you engaged in activities that can put you in trouble? I'm encouraging you today, repair your hedge. And the way you can repair your hedge is by recommitting your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come back to Him. It doesn't matter how broken your hedge may be. If you return to God, if you return to Him, He's willing to take you back. He's willing to repair that hedge. And He's willing to place His wall of protection around you. So if you want to return back to God, or if you've never given your life to Christ and you want to build that hedge around yourself, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe you died on the cross and shed your blood and rose again to set me free. Come into my life. Cleanse me of all my sin. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for all those listening to this podcast. In any way their hedges have been broken, Lord, show them the cracks in their hedge. And Lord, give them the grace and the wisdom to cover those cracks. Lord, build a complete wall of protection, a complete hedge around us, so that the serpent will not come into our lives and bite us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So if you've just said that prayer, congratulations, you're a child of God. I will encourage you, find the Bible, find a translation you understand. Read it. Do what it says. A good place to start is the book of John. I'll tell you about the love of God. And also for those that listen to this specific podcast. And oh, one other thing I will say for those that have given their lives to Christ. Find the Bible-believing church. Notice I didn't say find a church. I said find the Bible-believing church. There are many churches that they're churches, but they're not Bible-believing. So find the Bible-believing church. Seek community with other believers, right? Find a church that preaches the Word of God. Does not preach things that are inconsistent with the Word of God. Find a place that preaches the true, undiluted Word of God. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many wonderful, wonderful, wonderful churches all over the world. So seek community with other believers. Do God's will. And for those that listen to this specific podcast, I will encourage you. Begin to shut out activities from your life that you know can lead you astray, that you know can lead you in the wrong direction. If there are movies, if there are shows, if the activities you engage in that you know that, man, this thing, it causes me to think of the wrong things, causes me to do the wrong things, or there are friends you hang out with that cause you to do the wrong things, cut ties with those people. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and that sin that so easily besets. What is that thing that you know could pull you down in life? Let go of that thing so that you can move forward. And the Lord will help you today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. And I'll see you in the next podcast. God bless you. Thank you.